This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The Wall Street Journal is reporting American officials have shared intelligence with Riyadh, indicating that Iran was the staging ground for the drone attacks on Saudi Arabia's oil installations. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump says any American military attack on Iran would be proportionate. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman has more.
U.S. President Donald Trump says any American military attack on Iran would be proportionate to the attacks carried out on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia. Trump told reporters on Monday that we will know very soon if Iran was certainly responsible. Trump says while he does not want war with Iran, the United States is more prepared for a conflict than any country in history. Iran denies any involvement in the Saudi attacks, calling such accusations maximum lies. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani escaped an attack at a campaign rally that killed 24 people and wounded more than 30 others Tuesday. The president was about to address the rally when a suicide bomber on a motorcycle detonated his explosives. The Afghan Taliban has taken responsibility for the attack. Israelis are heading to the polls today in general elections. AP's Aaron Heller reports Israelis are voting in a repeat election centered on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
The election in Israel today is essentially a referendum on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who's been in power for more than a decade. He's seeking a fourth consecutive term, fifth overall, and this comes against a backdrop of corruption charges that are expected to be pressed against him. And he has a tough challenge against retired military chief Benny Gantz, whose party is running neck and neck with Netanyahu in the polls.
That's AP's Aaron Heller. 10 parties could win seats in the legislature. For more on the Israeli elections or any of today's top stories, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. China says a government official will travel to the United States this week to